Halvern here. Welcome to Setting Up for Success series. Let's start at the beginning. Today we are going to start at the beginning by setting you up for success with a LinkedIn professional profile. Now there are many courses and books written on this topic, but as I have been told that I have a really good profile with over 12,000 followers and I belong to 50 plus groups, get between 5 and 15 connection requests every single day, and with an SSI score of 80 plus. I'll explain what an SSI score is later. I will give you or tell you where I believe or why I believe I get success on LinkedIn. So this particular episode applies if you're an employee, a contractor, or even an entrepreneur. I don't know if you're aware of it, but one of the best ways to be found online, especially when it comes to professional networking, is through the platform called LinkedIn, linkedin.com. I believe I joined way back in the year 2007, so that's 10 years now. And have been growing from strength to strength since then. Now, one of the first things I would encourage you to do is to get a professional photo done for your LinkedIn profile. It doesn't matter if you're photogenic or not. It really, really is important because, as they say, an image or a photo has, or picture even, tells a thousand words, and just your picture alone can actually attract whoever it is you want to attract, whether it be customers or clients or even potential employers to your particular profile. So, you know, if it costs you a little bit of money, it will be worth it to have a professional professional photo on your profile going forward. So it's something that you need to look into. There are many photographers out there. You can go to a photography studio and get a professional professional photo done for your profile. Next thing you're going to look at then is your past and current experiences. So there's many different schools of thought that say that you should have probably the last 10 years or even last 5 years, depending on how often you've moved jobs, on your LinkedIn profile. If, for example, you have any sort of gaps in your experience, in other words, it wasn't a continuous service where you move from one job to the other, and you have gaps of 1 month or 2 months, it shouldn't be such a big deal. However, if it is you were a homemaker, for example, a housewife, or even a house husband, well, this is particularly for ladies, so housewife, and you've probably been home looking after the kids for that amount of time, you probably had a hobby even at that point in time. My advice to you is to even write down that hobby, whatever it is you were doing, whether it be photography, basket weaving, fishing, you decide whatever those hobbies were and put those down because they actually help. Especially if they're relevant to what it is you want to do in the future, they actually help build up your particular profile. In terms of the background photo, so if you go into your LinkedIn profile and you obviously click create, you'd see you have the option to add your own profile photo as well as a background photo. In terms of the background photo, I'd advise you to put a professional photo. It doesn't have to be something that you pay for, but you can get either a picture from your current company's marketing library, or you can actually get something that represents the city that you live in, a popular location in your city, such as show that where you are, where you're based, or something representing what you stand for. For example, right now this particular podcast is about helping women, empowering women, so you can probably have something about empowering women as a background photo. You decide, but make sure it's professional enough and not a picture of some sort of party where you attended or beach or whatever it is. Just make sure it's professional enough. And another thing to bear in mind as well is media. So after writing for each experience, make sure to include some photos, videos, audio. You can go to embed.ly /providers for all of the different kinds of providers that you can actually embed into your LinkedIn profile. And you can see there are over 400 providers there, including Twitter, SlideShare. There's all sorts of, weird and wonderful things that you can actually embed into your profile. Whether it be past project work portfolios, video of the current company you work for, that kind of a thing. Okay. Another thing to add to your profile would be something like your educational background. That normally helps because a lot of companies are interested in seeing, what sort of formal as well as informal education you went through to get where you are today. So don't think that it's not important. It really is. If it's the same thing like presentation skills, negotiation skills, any kind of awards even that you receive, scholarships, etc. Don't forget to include those as well in your particular profile. The other thing that you want to do is in your LinkedIn profile, at the very, very top, there's a section called a summary. So just after your photo, you have your summary of, a summary of who you are, what you stand for. Okay. For each past and current experience, as well as for your education, try to stay away from jargon unless, of course, it relates to something that you want to do in the future. Because, for accounting, they have their own jargon, like double entry, bookkeeping, and all of that. Or for other roles, in depending on what you'll be going for, what your aim is for the future, what your passion is about, try as much as possible not to include it necessarily in the summary, which is the main summary, but include it in your past experiences, because that's the way how you get found, either through the Google search engines or on LinkedIn itself. Sorry, excuse me. In the summary, don't forget to add your contact details as well as, let's see, what else is there here? A story. So it's really, really important that in the summary itself, the main summary, you sort of focus on writing it as a story as opposed to, verbatim saying, oh, I did this, I did that. Write a story because people relate to stories much better than they do a long paragraph about, technical or industry-related material. Write a story as to who you are, what are you looking for, so that your customers or clients or even potential employees can relate to you more efficiently and to stay in the top searches for your particular specialty. Talk to the reader about the problem that they are facing, or the client, whoever it is, and how you can solve it for them. If you're an employee, one thing you may be asked to do by your employer is to add at the very end of the summary an actual wording. For example, if it is you work for Google, for example, you'd say all views are my own and not that of Google. So whoever the employer is, you might be asked to do that because it is your personal profile after all. There's nothing that the company can do to take that away from you. They will probably ask you to make sure you have a disclosure there saying that whatever you wrote there is nothing to do with them, but your personal views. Really, really important that in your summary as well, that you don't forget to add compelling media, like again, photos of successful clients, any testimonial videos, any sort of audio. If you're a podcaster like myself, you can add links to podcasts. And while editing your profile, it is really important that you not forget to switch off your auto updates, because obviously when you're editing, doing a sort of entire makeover of your particular profile, every time you change something and click save, your whole network even if your network is 50 people, gets the final that you just change your title from executive to corporate or whatever it is, and you keep annoying them with all of these updates. And you don't want to be doing that. So make sure you switch off those auto updates until you're finally done all of your editing, and click save finally, and you know, then switch back on all the updates. Okay, so that is all for this particular episode. I hope you find it very useful to you and to your future prospects. What I would like you to do, if you can give me feedback of what you thought of this particular episode, if you find it was helpful, if you had any sort of questions about what I shared. And in next episode, we'll be looking in more detail at other aspects like awards and your title and other ways you can actually optimize your profile. Okay, thanks so much for joining. And until then, see you next time. Bye for now.